The House Appropriations Committee room was jam-packed as Houston Democratic Representative Sylvester Turner laid out his plan to accept Medicaid expansion with a few tweaks here and there to satisfy Republicans and essentially design a plan unique to the needs of Texas.
It calls for cost sharing, which includes co-payments, and it calls for deductibles. I know that there's people get attached to the phraseology Medicaid expansion. And so, Madam Chair, this is not Medicaid expansion. This is Texas Plus or Medicaid Plus One.
But even with these changes, others like John Davidson with the Texas Public Policy Foundation says that there's too many obvious flaws with Medicaid at the federal level. He told the House committee that several Texas doctors no longer accept Medicaid because of the red tape involved.
The other is declining reimbursement rates for Medicaid providers.
Why have those declined?
One reason for declining reimbursement rates is the rising cost of care.
Sets the reimbursement rates.
The legislature, the state of Texas.
State legislatures determine the lower reimbursement rates.
Davidson speaking there with Austin Democratic Representative Donna Howard, who authored an amendment during the House's budget debate that would have increased doctors' reimbursement rates. That amendment was voted down. At the Capitol, Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.